Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Corps Team.
Well, hello, Army family. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Corps Team. This is show number 552, and I'm your host, Crystal Mehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Merrifield, and today is Monday, believe it or not, February 1, 2016, and we're glad that you're here to hang out with us tonight. It is so hard to believe that the month of January is already gone, but
it seems like Christmas. I'm still back on Christmas. I don't know. Maybe I'll be ready for Christmas by Easter, so I'm still running behind.
Wow.
But there's always a party going on here at Army Wife Network. So if you're listening to our show live right now, join us over on our Twitter chat. You can follow along at twitter.com/Army Wife Network. Using hashtag ArmyWife to participate. And we're having a lot of fun over there.
Yes, and tonight our show is brought to you by the AWTR show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with the TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at www.metlife.com/TRICARE. Or just give them a call at 1-855-MET, M-E-T-D-P-1. That number again is 1-855-MET-TDP-1. And I can tell you from experience that if you give them a call, they are super easy to talk to on the phone and we'll be glad to help you out.
And coming up tonight on Army Wife Talk Radio, we're excited to have Patty Gatter of the Breastfeeding Shop. You can find the Breastfeeding Shop on Twitter at BreastfeedingSH, that's BreastfeedingSH. And you can find their website at thebreastfeedingshop.com and follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop. Also coming up a bit later on the show is this week's Money Minute. But before we get to all that, we have some catching up to do. Paula, what's been going on in your Army wife life lately?
Well, let's see. Okay, well, this past weekend I had Grandma duty. Yes.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am a grandma. I don't like the word grandma, so they call me Grandma. And I am the Grandma to three. I've got a 6-year-old grandson, Landon, and I have an 18-month-old grandson, Lucas. And then we have a 2-month-old granddaughter, Ellison. And so Saturday, Grandma got to spend the day with Lucas and Ellison. Landon was off doing something else. And I had the 18-month-old and the 2-month-old all day long. And wow, oh wow. I mean, it was honestly a lot of fun. And Ellison is at that age now where she's starting to coo a little bit and talk a little bit and smile. And I got her to smile. But Lucas is wide open. He is so much fun, but he is wide open. And so we had a good time. It was a lot of fun, but, man, I was exhausted.
That's yeah, it's
It's a good thing about being a grandma.
Nothing like having a grandkid. Right, yeah, you can send them home. But nothing like having the grandkids to remind you, oh, my goodness, how did you, you know, I think back, how did I keep up with my kids when they were that age? But I was 20 years younger, 20-plus years younger.
Yeah. I was thinking that, too, because, you know, here, my daughter and son-in-law, because these my grandkids all belong to my oldest daughter and son-in-law. And so they've got three kids, you know, within, you know, 6 years. And I had four kids within, like, 9.5 years, you know. And I'm sitting here thinking, golly, I mean, I did it. It was crazy, but I did it, you know. But, yeah, I think you tend to forget all of that as you get older, and you're like, wow.
Selective amnesia. That's what makes you take the grandkids for the day. You're kind of like labor and delivery. You know, you forget that, so that's why you have the next child, and you're like, what was I thinking?
The fun part about it is, though, you know, Grandma can go home by herself.
And go to bed and sleep all night.
And actually come home and drink a glass of wine and go, oh, my goodness, you know. But, no, it was a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun, and I really do enjoy them. But, you know,
I
did that.
Oh, they're adorable, too. I love seeing the pictures you post. Oh, they're so adorable.
They're sweet. They are. They're sweet. They're sweet kids. They're a lot of fun. But, boy, personalities, let me tell you, that's hilarious, but it's fun. So on the Grana note, I did that, and then also last week, and I'm super stoked and super excited about this, actually booked a 10-day cruise for next year. And
where are you going?
Oh, good gosh, where are we going? We're going to, like, Puerto Rico and the Caribbean and, I mean, just all over the place.
Oh, wow.
And it's a girls' trip. I went with my here's kind of the funny part. You can't be part of a family for, like, 25 years and go through a divorce and not still be part of the family, or at least with some of them, you know.
Right,
and so,
yeah.
So I'm still very close to my exes. And, well, not the ex-husband, but the other family members. And so I actually travel with my sister-in-law and my nieces and my niece-in-law, and we did our first cruise last year, and so now we've booked a 10-day cruise for next year. So
that's gonna be so fun.
Yeah, we're super excited about that, so we'll see about that. And then finally, I know you and I had talked about it on the show a couple of weeks ago about the whole one word theory, and it, you know, instead of doing a New Year's resolution, you know, you kind of just pick one word. And my one word that just came to me was simplicity. And I mean, that could be in anything, you know, in my work, in my personal, in my household, you know, material things. I mean, it encompasses so much. But it's interesting that when you kind of commit to that and you're like, you know, and you really just, you feel it, it's amazing to see how interesting things can get and how things start to happen when you're committed to that, you know?
Right.
And I've seen that the last couple of weeks. There's been a couple of situations and a couple of things that, you know, kind of took up some time of mine, and it's amazing how that simplicity says it's time for you to let go of that, you know.
Right.
And it's just kind of neat. So, you know.
It's kind of freeing, and it's a good funnel to have that focus to see all your daily activities, you know, everything that's in your life. How does that fit into that picture?
I think
it's a good way to keep you focused.
I think so too, and so I'm kind of enjoying it. So I'm anxious to see. You know, I mean, we're starting just now the second month of 2016, so I've still got, you know, 11 more months to get through. So I'm excited about it. But what about you? You've been pretty busy, haven't you?
Mostly work.
Mostly learning new
things. And it's not that it's all that tedious. It's just learning a lot of new things. You know, I struggled with my word this year because part of it felt like it was resolve, you know, that I can do this, you know, whatever this is that I set my mind to do. And growth would probably be the other one that I'm really growing as a person in some, you know, with taking on AWN and just some other things I'm doing. So, but I kind of feel like that's something that we're always, when we're active and make ourselves available to do things, that we always kind of are in that process of growth. But I've been getting some business coaching, and I was a little hesitant, you know, paying for coaching, but I am sold.
Oh, really?
I'm just totally sold because it gave me a place where they were totally neutral. You know, it just didn't matter to them, and I would just spit all this stuff out, you know, all my thoughts, and then they kind of helped me put my thoughts together. But then they started just, I thought I was pretty organized. I thought I was. But they helped me because I tend to be too much of a multitasker. So I'm beginning to think my word, and I guess it's evolving this year.
Okay.
I think it's focus because I've always prided myself in being a multitasker, but that's part of the problem is I can do all these different things, but nothing, it's hard for me to just sit still to one task and move on to the next. You know, it's sort of like having a bunch of different tabs open on your computer. I've been focusing, and that is just, it's relieved a lot of stress because I strangely get a lot more done, and I feel like I accomplish more. And so that was just worth it there to figure out something that was probably just simple, but to figure out that I needed to really learn to focus, you know, that I can do a lot of different things, just not all at once. So focus, and so each day kind of has its own focus, and then downtime to unplug and have some downtime. And it's Reclaim You, Judy Davis and Sandy Fowler, highly recommend them. And so, want to put that plug out there. They didn't ask me to, I'm sold on it. And just the permission. I think women need permission to say no, you know, to just unplug and say, okay, I'm not answering messages or phone calls, you know, this is my time off, you know, and then to kind of figure out my most productive times, which oddly enough are early in the morning when nobody else is up. I get a lot done at that point, and then usually really late at night, you know, and so just kind of learning how I flow. So that's been awesome. And then my son is playing basketball for the first time this year. And
fun.
It's really blessed me. This little boy, he's adopted. I'm sharing my story just so y'all kind of know a little bit where I come from with him. And he really had some struggles, and they weren't quite sure how well he would develop. And he's an intelligent kid, usually top of his class or right up near there. But some physical activity sometimes is difficult for him. So,
how old is he?
He's 11.
Okay.
So he's not disabled, but he's a little behind on his finer motor skills, you know, and that. And so he's playing basketball, and he's the littlest kid on the team. And it's the cutest thing. We've even had others, I say cute, and he would be so mad.
Of course he would.
But it's so sweet to watch him because he gets out there and he just plays for all he's worth. He's not worried about if he gets knocked down. and he's learning to use the fact that he's smaller than the other kids, particularly mm-hmm. the ones on the other team, because he can get right down there and steal the ball and just take off. And so it's really neat watching him. So
and he's enjoying it. Absolutely.
Oh, he loves it. He loves
it.
Good. So I'm excited.
Good.
We've tried some other sports and stuff, but I think he's found his calling.
There you go. There you go.
But
that's awesome.
It is time. I've been jabbering all this time, and it's
time for us
to take a quick commercial break and find out what's going on on AWN. So hang tight.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives, a network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
Well, a hot topic on the web tonight, duct tape challenge ends in life-threatening injury for teen. A Washington State teenager was seriously injured after taking the duct tape challenge. The viral activity in which participants' bodies are wrapped in duct tape and then they try to set themselves free. In most cases, friends tape participants while they're seated. But on January 16th, Skylar Fish's friend taped him while he was standing. As the 14-year-old tried to free himself, he fell, hitting his head on the concrete and causing a brain aneurysm. We'll be posting a link to this story from ABC News in our Twitter feed tonight. But first, I have a hot topic question for you all this evening, just something to kind of think about. Have you or will you be talking with your teens about these dangerous challenges as they pop up on social media? Hey, Paula, did you talk with your kids as they were growing up about things like this?
Well, you know, here's the thing, because I'm so darn old, and my my kids are, let's see, 31, 28, 23, and 21. And so, honestly, we didn't really have these challenges and stuff that you find like on social media, you know? And my kids, honestly, my kids were really, really involved in sports. And I mean, we were constantly involved in something. And so there wasn't a whole lot of, and plus I'm kind of a hard one. There wasn't a whole lot of opportunity for stupidity. Not saying that they didn't do stupid things, because I'm sure that they did. And I'm sure there's plenty that I don't know about. I'm not that stupid. But no, we just didn't have it because of,
right.
We just didn't have that presence like the kids nowadays do. And I feel
Right.
I do. I just, it's
difficult.
It's really tough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
I noticed that with my kids. I have kind of two different, I feel like I'm a second generation mom, because I have my older mm-hmm. kids that are in their 20s. And we really
yep.
still didn't have, that was kind of the dawn of really internet. And
yes.
I was totally strict and no cell phone
Me
usage
too.
And stuff.
Yep.
So I
Where
was
the, you know, the computer
mom.
Was in the, yeah, the computer was
right.
in the den, and they couldn't get on it without, you know, an adult present. And yeah, that was me. Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And now
with
two 11-year-olds, you really start thinking, well, how will I?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to my kids about that. How will I know? You know, because you can't
right.
stay completely connected to that. You can't constantly, you know, you can watch your kids as much as possible, but that influence is out there everywhere.
It is. I think it's just a matter of communication, and that's, you know, keeping the lines of communication open. That's for sure.
Right.
Well, over on AWN this week, let's talk about something that was hot. And as the shiny newness of the new year begins to fade and life resumes its usual daily rhythm, resolutions made just a couple of weeks ago may be little more than distant memories. Even if you're not the resolution-making type, there's just something about the beginning of a new year that feels different, full of possibility and potential just waiting to be tapped into. Our AWN guest contributor, Cynthia Blake, shares with readers Living with Intention in a blog post found under Army Life and under our expert column. So if you go over to armywifenetwork.com and look for that, and we'll have that listed in our Twitter feed. It's a great article, and I like how that, you know, how she talks about that. You know, we're here we are, February 1. We're starting a new month. And how many of us that have committed to, quote-unquote, resolutions have already kind of, I'll do that next year. It happens. That's how come I've adopted the one-word theory.
I did, yeah. Time for our social media roundup. A recent Facebook conversation starter on our Facebook page asked, in two words, how would you describe your oldest child? Well, we found it's obvious that we can't stick to just two words, and I'm guilty too. How do you sum your child up in two words? So join this fun conversation on our Army Wife Network Facebook page. We'll be posting the link in our Twitter chat so that you can link directly to that conversation. But join in. It's a lot of fun.
That's right. But last but not least, it is our public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show and ask for them at least 10 days in advance. If you do have one, please send it to info@armywifenetwork.com so that we can get it worked into our rotation. Tonight's PSA is free tax services are available through Military OneSource. Why pay for tax preparation and filing software when you don't have to? Managing your finances or getting help filing your taxes doesn't cost you a dime through Military OneSource. Military OneSource provides free tax preparation and filing services and tax consultations. Military OneSource tax preparation and filing software walks you through a series of questions to help you complete your tax return. This software allows you to complete and electronically file your federal and up to three state tax forms, check your electronic filing status. Rest easy knowing the tax software vendor is by your side if you get audited. Get 100% accurate calculations or the tax software vendor will reimburse you up to $10,000. Terms and conditions apply. This online software product is easy to use and free technical assistance is available if you need it. For technical assistance, such as login issues, using the software, printing returns, or etc., call 855-897-8639 and follow the prompts. If you have any personal tax-related questions, call 1-800-342-9647 to speak with a Military OneSource tax consultant. Remember, these consultations are free. For more information, visit www.militaryonesource.mil. And that's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is AWN's very own New 6th Gen bringing you the Need to Know stories. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family's smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve to receive comprehensive dental coverage. But don't forget, TRICARE dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details. You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6, Jen, bringing you all your need-to-know news. The Army Chief of Staff is looking to re-examine proposed cuts to Alaska's 4th Brigade Combat Team. As part of sweeping cuts being made across the Army, due to budget cuts, the Army in July announced the brigade stationed at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Alaska would be converted into a battalion-sized task force, bringing the unit from about 4,000 soldiers down to about 1,050. Lawmakers from Alaska, led by Senator Dan Sullivan, have pushed back against the cut, arguing that the brigade, with its airborne and extreme cold weather fighting capabilities, provides the Army with an invaluable asset. Senior Army leaders also have expressed concern that a force of about 1,050 soldiers is too small to conduct a joint forcible entry operation on its own. Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley has promised Sullivan that he will re-examine the original decision, said Major General Brian Owens, Commanding General of U.S. Army Alaska. The Chief of Staff has some hard decisions here, Owens said. This is important to us. But in the end, when the Chief makes his decision, we'll move out and shape this airborne task force. The Sergeant Major of the Army held a town hall meeting at Fort Campbell last Wednesday. During the town hall, Sergeant Major Dan Daly, the personal advisor to Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley, met with more than 600 soldiers of the 101st Airborne Division. He addressed everything from headphones in the gym to combat roles for women. Daly spent much of the presentation emphasizing the Chief of Staff's push to maintain the force's readiness in the ongoing war on terrorism and during the continued drawdown of its active duty force. We've got a smaller force, but in some regards, we're asking our force to do a lot more, Daly said after the town hall. That's going to be our focus for the next several years to make sure we are ready when we're called upon. Daly also addressed the recent policy change for the Department of Defense to allow women into combat roles. Daly said he doesn't believe allowing women to take part in combat will lower the standards in any way. He recounted the story of running at the Army 10-miler this past October and the woman who not only beat him but completed the race in a faster time than the Sergeant Major has ever been able to run. Is every woman out there able to do this? No. Is every man out there able to do this? Absolutely not. There are women out there that are capable of doing this, and we've got to give them the right to demonstrate their ability if they want to do it, Daly said. Town Hall also included a question and answer period, during which the Sergeant Major was asked about a variety of topics, including the Chief of Staff's stance on allowing military personnel to carry weapons on Defense Department installations. Daly said that Chief of Staff General Art Milley is not anti-gun, but the move to allow concealed weapons on installations is a risk the Army is not ready to assume. The risk we assume by arming every soldier with his or her own weapon is greater than the risk of an attack on our own installations, Daly said. The winning design for the National World War I Memorial in Washington, D.C. was announced on Tuesday. The incredible service and sacrifice of those who served in World War I a century ago finally will be honored in a memorial in the nation's capital, said Edwin Fountain, Vice Chairman of the United States World War I Centennial Commission. The winning concept, titled The Weight of Sacrifice, was submitted by Joe Weischer and Sabine Howard. The concept met challenges of finding an appropriate way to honor the magnitude of the service and sacrifice of the nearly 5 million people who served and the more than 116,000 who died in the war. In addition, Fountain said, the design concept had to work into the surrounding landscape, complement the iconic architecture and design of historic Washington, and serve as a city park. The memorial will be located in Pershing Park near the White House. Besides serving as a permanent tribute to the service members, the memorial is meant to educate Americans and inspire them to learn more about the largely overlooked war that has profound influence to this day, Fountain said. The commission hopes to begin construction of the memorial on Veterans Day 2017, with a possible dedication on Veterans Day 2018, which would mark the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. That's all the news for this week. Stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Jen, signing out.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund breeding.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Information on hot water heating.
No. Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out the words.
World music, playing track now.
No.
Let me try. Our daughter gets confused about which details in a story are important.
Which paper towels are most absorbent?
What?
Here are 5 product reviews.
Why are you not getting me?
See, I told you.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed a live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wives Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Merrifield. Tonight, we have with us Patty Gatter, owner of The Breastfeeding Shop, which is a family-owned business. Patty has been in the medical equipment industry for 20 years.
Patty is a huge proponent of breastfeeding and believes every mother has the right to choose if she wants to breastfeed and have access to a breast pump. We're pleased to have her with us tonight. Welcome to the show, Patty.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing this evening?
Good. It's my first podcast ever, radio show, so I'm a little nervous, so bear with me. I'm drinking water.
Well,
No worries.
Well, Patty, we like to ask our guests to start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight.
Well, first of all, I'm from New Jersey originally, so I talk a lot and I talk fast and I interrupt, so I'll try not to do that. But I live in Pennsylvania now, and I have 2 kids whom I breastfed. They're 6 and 9, so they're a little bit older now. And the exciting news, my husband actually just joined the company, and today was his first day. So if any moms call the shop and they get a male voice, don't be afraid. It's just Jim, my husband. And he hears me talking about breast pumps all the time. But my mom works at the store also. And, you know, I've been selling medical equipment for 20 years, and obviously I'm a huge proponent of breastfeeding. So, and I'm really happy to be here tonight, so I'm honored. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us.
We're so glad you're here.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, just look at it, and we're on the phone, we're talking, very conversational. You don't have anything to be nervous about.
That's my middle name, unfortunately.
That's okay. We'll work right through it, and not a problem. Not a problem at all. So, okay. So share with us a little bit about the breastfeeding shop. What does it do? What does it have? I mean, it's pretty evident by the name itself. But,
that was on purpose. Yeah,
you know, but give us a little bit more. Tell us a little bit more about what the breastfeeding shop does.
Well, I'll tell you, all of my kids' friends know at school because on the back of my little Kia Soul, there's a logo that says the breastfeeding shop. So they always get embarrassed about it. But we have a little store in a little town called Emmaus. It's prenatal and postpartum support products. And, you know, we have a lot of lactation support products as well. But I decided that I was going to be able to take insurance, which is exciting because most of the time before, moms would get their breast pumps through a medical equipment company. But I like pretty things, so I made my store really fancy, and I work with a lot of lactation consultants. So I offer the prenatal and postpartum support products along with the breast pumps. And I've got some pretty stuff in there as well, but the primary part of the business is the breast pumps, of course. And under the Affordable Care Act, which happened a couple years ago, but it was July, last July, that TRICARE started covering the breast pumps. So, you know, I immediately, the military, the people that serve our country, you know, it's my honor to be able to service them. And I spent so much time on the phone with TRICARE trying to work out the details of their new policy. So my family didn't know me for a good 2 months.
Oh,
but,
wow.
It took a lot. It's a new policy. It's a great policy. But, mm-hmm. We're happy to be able to service this community for sure.
So why did you start your company?
I started it because I'm mainly a proponent of breastfeeding. And I've worked for a lot of different companies and, you know, I've seen the different things that they do. And I come from a long line of entrepreneurs. So, you know, I have lots of ideas all the time. But, you know, the biggest reason is I have kids. You know, they're the most important things to me. And I got tired of missing, you know, this is so silly, but I got tired of missing school functions and plays. And I like to volunteer in the school. I like to work hard, but I also, you know, I want to work off of my own schedule. And my kids come first in every
step
of the
imagination.
Oh,
that's not silly at all.
But, yeah.
I am in love with that being. That is not silly at all.
That happens when you become a mom. You become obsessed.
That's right.
And afraid of everything.
Well,
right?
You love that
the
time is so short. Yeah, and time's so short with them. So I think it's awesome that you're able to take that time with them and still serve others with your passion for breastfeeding and nurturing your children. And so I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens when you become a mom. You see this baby, and I get to see babies every day, which is, you know, really fun part of my
Aww.
Job.
mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
It is. It's
yeah.
Really fun. They're
fun.
Like week-old babies every day in the store, so...
Hey, and it's almost like being a grandma where they go home with their parent and you go home, you know, without them.
Yeah. You know, I love babies, but
yeah,
a lot of work.
you enjoy them as babies. That's awesome. Well, Patty, what type of products do you carry? I mean, obviously you carry breast pumps. I mean, being the breastfeeding mm-hmm. shop, but what yeah. other kind of products do you carry?
Well, as far as the breast pumps go, there's a lot of different manufacturers out there, and I always get I'm approached by a lot of them, and I always make sure that I do all of my own testing because I get to see all of them, which is great, and then I get to give them, and I've been dealing with equipment for so long that I can tell when something's good or when someone's mm-hmm. just telling me it's good, and so I really make sure that I carry quality products, and, you know, I want the moms to have a really successful experience using their breast pumps. So as far as the breast pumps go, I carry Medela and Spectra and Ardo as well. But every time I get a new manufacturer coming up to me, I do put the test. I do test it out. I have moms that come in the store. But it's, mm-hmm. so I carry all the accessories that go with the breast pumps as well, which are on the website. But I also carry, you know, every day when a mom goes out and she's not breastfeeding as much and she starts relying a little bit more on the breast pump, I always try to teach the moms how to use the breast pump correctly because that's a lot of companies won't do that. But we also have what's called Galactagogs, and that helps increase the mom's milk supply because when she starts relying on the pump a little bit more heavily, it doesn't work always as well as the baby's always best, but that's not realistic. It wasn't realistic for me. So there's a lot of cool products now to help increase milk supply if that does happen. So that's a big product for us.
Now, you personally, you test these out, and so you know very well the good, you know, which one are the best ones. What can you tell us a little bit about the pumps and which ones are best? Maybe make a recommendation.
Well, Medela has been around for a long time, and if you go to Babies R Us, there's a whole row of Medela products. So that's, you know, says a lot. So they've been, you know, and a lot of my lactation consultant friends love the product. It's got a great motor, and it lasts a long time. And then there's a newer product, which the moms, a military mom actually, you know, back in before July even started, had said, hey, do you have the Spectraline? So I started researching it, and I love the pump. It's super, super strong, and it does a great job for the moms, and I never, ever, with either of those pumps, have any kind of warranty issues that go on with them. So I feel really comfortable when a mom orders those pumps. And then there's a newer pump called Ardo, which that's new, but I've tested, given it out a couple times to different moms that come into my store, and I've gotten some really good feedback about that. There's so many pumps out there, it's overwhelming, but the Medela and the Spectra and are great pumps, and the Ardo is proving itself as well.
Back when I was a young mom, we just didn't have this information, and it was very hard to get a hold of a quality breast pump. I think if I would have had access to a store like yours, that I would have been able to breastfeed longer. You know, I kind of ended up giving up because I didn't have access to this. And so, and the neat thing is you have your store in New Jersey, but our listeners can access your store from anywhere. You're on the web, Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm actually in Pennsylvania, but it's funny because I ship all over the world. So I'm easily I can easily be found on the internet. But like more of my business is actually out west, and I do a lot of in Okinawa as well. It's so interesting to me.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. But I had the same thing because when I was breastfeeding, I had to give up because I had to fly across the country, and there weren't the resources available now for storage. And there's these companies that actually make special containers just for shipping breast milk. And, you know, I think it's great.
Whoa.
So.
A friend that had cancer when she was in the middle of breastfeeding, found out she had cancer. And it was really neat because before she started taking chemo, and I don't understand all that, she was able to pump and store her milk up. And then, which, you know, I'd never heard of before. And so I think I really think that this information will help a lot of moms to be able to breastfeed much longer than me when I gave up. I mean, one was 6 weeks, and the other one, I think I made it to about 2 months, and I still regret that. But
well,
so Patty, have to take a quick break. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to?
No, I got it. Sorry, I'll keep talking.
Okay, we'll just take a quick break, and don't forget, if you're listening live right now, the AWN Core team has some fun discussion taking place in our Twitter chat at twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork, using hashtag ArmyWife to participate. And if you have any questions for Patty, please, you can go over there. You can ask your questions. Our Core team is over there monitoring that and participating. So if you have any questions, ask them in the Twitter chat, and they will make sure that we see them. When we come back, let's talk ordering products and the TRICARE benefits available to breastfeeding moms, which I think that's awesome. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Finding a career that's right for military life has its challenges, but CareerStep offers a great solution. Thanks to MyCAA funding, military spouses who qualify can complete any of CareerStep's courses for a variety of healthcare careers with no out-of-pocket expenses. CareerStep even includes a laptop at no additional charge for most programs. With online courses you can fit around your schedule, CareerStep offers the flexibility required for a military lifestyle. It's a great way to train for rewarding, in-demand careers whenever and wherever you are. Visit careerstep.com/military to learn more today.
Online shopping accounts for a large portion of consumer spending. But if you've ever been the victim of identity theft or are not comfortable with a particular online vendor, you might think twice before entering your credit card number.
This is a Defending Your Cash Minute from In Charge Education Foundation and MilitaryMoney.com.
Many credit card companies address those concerns by providing cardholders with disposable credit card numbers, also known as virtual credit cards. This service provides cardholders with a one-time use credit card number for online purchases. Although the number differs from the one on your credit card, the charge is authorized and will appear on your bill. Remember, credit card companies do give consumer protection for unauthorized charges, and most online vendors go to great lengths to protect credit card numbers. Still, those reassurances will not protect you from the time-consuming task of reporting unauthorized charges and identity theft. So to take advantage of online shopping without the risk of fraud, ask your credit card company if they can provide you with a single-use credit card number.
This Defending Your Cash Minute is made possible by InCharge Debt Solutions. Visit us online at www.incharge.org.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Patty Gatter, owner of the family-owned business, the Breastfeeding Shop. Before we went to break, Patty, we were talking about some of the products that you have available in your shop. How do moms place an order, and what information do you need from them?
Well, I made it really, really easy because I, kind of take everything I've learned and thought this should be, and I had gotten a lot of feedback, so I said, all right, this has got to be easy. It shouldn't be difficult for a mom to order a breast pump. So if you go to the website, thebreastfeedingshop.com, and it's just S-H-O-P. Some people put a P-P-E on it, but it's the breastfeeding shop. A really annoying pop-up comes up, but I did that on purpose because it takes you right to the page that needs to be filled out. And basically just the information needs to be put in there, and then a prescription, of course. We can't send out a pump without a prescription, but we can always call the physician's office as well for the moms. But basically just that filled out, it goes directly into my inbox. And, we're trying to get the pumps out as quickly as possible. So if we get an order, because my husband just joined us, before it was about 5 days it would take, but now it'll ship the very next day. So I'm really excited about that. But that's pretty much it, just their insurance information. And the forms are all secure, so I'm literally the only person that sees the information. So, and it is all spelled out on the order form. But, basic information like demographics to get the pumps out and such.
So tell us, Patty, about when moms TRICARE, when can they get a pump? Is there a time limit? Do they have to wait a certain amount of time, or can they go ahead right from the beginning?
Well, first of all, I'll say TRICARE is really, really, they've been wonderful, and it's so nice to have an insurance company that will actually support the moms the best they can. So they leave it up to the physician to answer that question, or it can be a nurse practitioner as well.
Okay.
For some reason, they don't want prescriptions from a lactation consultant. But anyway, they pretty much say that whenever the doctor is willing to write a prescription, that they can get the breast pump, and that can be for up to 36 months after the baby has been born. So it's really flexible.
Oh, wow.
I have some moms where they gave birth already, and they have a prescription, and then they're ordering the pump. And I've got some moms that, they've known about the policy, and they'll order the pump. Like, the doctor will give them a prescription 3 or 4 months in advance. So, TRICARE basically says whenever the physician is willing to write a prescription is when they will pay for the breast pump for the moms.
Oh, wow. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is that, what I'm excited about is I've been working diligently with Medela as a manufacturer. And unfortunately, Spectra, they don't have a tote and cooler yet for their breast pump. And it's a great pump, but Medela, I've been working endlessly to try to get it where I could ship a tote and cooler with every pump that I send out. So I'm excited. That's relatively new news. So I always tell moms that if you're moving forward, you can get a bag and a tote and a whole bunch of different accessories. But if you had gotten the breast pump from me before, you can go online and just order that, and we can ship those out to you because the policy just did go into effect.
So asking some advice on behalf of the new moms out there or those who are just newly breastfeeding, how often should a mom pump?
Well, I would say, you know, I do get this question asked a lot, and I'm not a lactation consultant, but I do take different courses to educate myself to go towards becoming a lactation consultant. But I would always say that's a great question for the physician or lactation consultant. However, I know as far as the breast pump goes, and what I've learned is that, you know, if you're away from the baby, you should pump, keep the same schedule as when you were nursing, because, you know, that's when your body is smart and it's going to automatically make milk at those same times. So if you know, you've breastfed and you've got kind of a routine established, you know, try to follow that. But if you're just, exclusively pumping because you can't, there's other circumstances, then, you know, of course, ask your lactation consultant, but, you know, every couple, you know, it depends on the age as well, but to start, you know, every couple hours to establish that supply. And in the morning, too, is always, you know, a woman's body always makes the most milk earlier in the day. And that's why a lot of times babies will cluster feed at night, because somebody didn't get that plan right, because we don't make as much milk at night, and that's why they want to nurse a lot at night, and it's exhausting. But
what kind of advice, though? In talking about that, what kind of advice do you have for a mom who's, you know, maybe in the military going back to active duty, or maybe she's going to be deployed or TDY and she's going to be away from the baby? How would you tell her to go about starting to build a supply?
I always default to the physicians or lactation consultants, but I listen to them all the time, but because we make more milk in the morning than a lot of the moms, and most of the breast pumps, I get this question a lot, are they double electric, are they dual pumps? And all the pumps that I carry are double electric, which means that you can pump out of both sides. With that said, you can cap off one of the sides and just pump on the other side. So I think that's a really good way. Like if in the morning, if a baby, you know, as they're newborns, they feed every, you know, couple hours, every hour, whatever the schedule is. But eventually, as they get a little older, they're going to drop one of those morning feedings typically. So I would recommend, first of all, you can start nursing on one side and then pumping on the other. Or when the baby drops a feeding, just continue pumping at that time. And usually that's done the best in the morning. You'll get the most milk. And one side always produces more than the other. So obviously, if you're nursing on one side and pumping on the other, you probably maybe want to nurse on the side that's producing more milk just so the baby gets what they need.
Now, does pumping help increase your supply?
It can. So if you're not getting a lot when the baby's feeding, sometimes you can, after the baby's done feeding, if you're trying to increase your milk supply, you can pump towards the end of a pumping session. But what I always tell moms is when they start relying more heavily on the breast pump, and I have a lot of moms that come into my store, and about a month after they go back to work, their milk supply starts to go away. And I always tell them that they have to manually express towards the end of a pumping session because, again, the baby does better. And if you don't do that part of it, your body starts making a little bit less milk. So if you manually express towards the end of that pumping session, that in itself will help keep your milk supply where it should be.
Patty, we've got a question from somebody in our audience, and they want to know, what would you say to encourage a new mom who's nervous about breastfeeding? Maybe she's tried it once before and it wasn't successful, but she wants to do it again. Do you have any advice for that mom that may struggle with it?
Well, I'd say that the more stressed out you get about it, because I had the same problem happen to me with my first son. I was a little I was very nervous about it, and it just took a few days. And actually, moms come in and they get discouraged because they think they're not making enough milk, but a baby's stomach is only a thimble, like the first week. So, you know, you're not going to fill up a whole bottle. So I would say don't expect to be pumping all this milk, because that's a common thing that I get. But if you can relax, and the baby is, you know, providing there's no extenuating circumstances, the baby knows what to do. And I would say just, you know, try to relax, although it's difficult with a newborn. But a lot of skin-to-skin contact. And if you just kind of rest that baby on your chest and let the baby find what he or she is going to do. And then, you know, just have a quiet, serene environment, because, you know, outer influences definitely have a lot to do with your milk supply. And just, you know, realize that if you can't do it, you know, then that's okay too. Don't, you know, don't make yourself feel bad, because I know guilt, like, at least for me, I still feel guilty about everything that I do as a parent. But, you know, just don't feel guilty. So, and then let the baby, you know, kind of guide you, because, you know, it's instinctual for them. I hope that helps. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's great. Now, where can moms turn for breastfeeding support and to ask for questions and seek advice? Do you have any recommendations?
Well, there's so many amazing lactation consultants around, and a lot of offices are now have lactation consultants, which I think is great. So if you're and a lot of pediatricians have lactation consultants. It's usually more the pediatricians than the OB offices, at least around me. So the doctor's offices are getting it. So I would start there, but there's a lot of great support online also. But, you know, if you can find a local lactation consultant, that's great also.
Now, if they have questions about breast pumps and such, they can call your shop and ask you, or do you answer, can they email? How would you suggest they do that?
I'm tapped into social media constantly, so Facebook is a big one. For me, I'm always, my family, sometimes they just, you know, I have to get away from the social media, because they're like, Mom, come on, we need to help us do our homework. But, you know, so Facebook is great, email is great. Those are the best. Sometimes it takes me a little time to get through all the Facebook messages. Or we always return voicemails as well. I'm not great about checking my voicemail. But we always return messages that we get. But we're there. The store is open physically Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4 Eastern Standard Time, and we pick up all the time, or we will return phone calls. But as far as Facebook goes, you know, I'm on every day, except for Sundays. I try to not have electronics on Sundays, but or email is great too.
Awesome. Now, where can our listeners go to find out more, and what kind of information when they go to your website, if you kind of remind us how they can connect with you?
Sure. It's thebreastfeedingshop.com, and the Facebook, it's the same, whatever, it's thebreastfeedingshop/Facebook. I think that's the URL. But and I also post a lot of information on Facebook. I post a lot of funny stuff, but I post a lot of useful stuff about, you know, getting the right flange size fit. And just so you guys know that, and I do get this question as well, but a lot of moms will get the wrong size cup or flange is what it's called. And TRICARE will pay for other ones, so they're not stuck. So that's not a, you know, if I don't have to charge the mom, you know, I try to avoid that at all costs, mm-hmm. because TRICARE is, you know, is pretty generous. But so the website, and also, you know, I'm really big on Facebook, and then there's Twitter. But probably, and then email thebreastfeedingshop@gmail.com. I whittle through those as well.
Awesome. Well, Patty, thank you so much for being with us tonight and sharing with our listeners about the products that you offer and giving us some tips and advice. We appreciate you taking the time to come on.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. It was a pleasure. Take care.
Thanks, Patty.
You did a great job.
Oh, I didn't talk too fast. That's good.
No, it's good.
Have a great evening.
See you later. Bye-bye.
And I want to thank our listeners for tuning in this evening. We hope you learned something tonight and had fun over on our Twitter chat. Be sure to join us next week, February 8, 2016, when on the show we're featuring Leanna Brown of Economical Excursionists, so you don't want to miss it.
In the meantime, though, you can join us over on ArmyWifeNetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets, such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and, of course, Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is the Army Wives Network core team signing out. Have a great week.
Good night.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.